We are starting Simen Reish Tzadik Vav Dinei Havdola Alayayim Sif Aleph Seder Havdola Yayin Besomim Ner Havdola Besimonech Yebone. The reason for the Seder, the Chashulchan says a poshut reason that Hayayin Goyrem Lahavdola Shetayomer, that means the Nusach of Havdola that we say Boruch Hat Hashem Hamavdol Ben Kodesh L'Chol is only said if we have wine. So therefore the wine is the Sibbe of the Amiras Havdolah, so we're Magdam the Yayin. Then also, the Birchas HaYayin is a Bircha Tedira, which is made frequently during the week. So we're Magdam the Brocha Tedira. Afterwards comes Besomim, which is not as Todir as Birchas HaYayin. People drink wine more frequently than they smell Besomim. Then Birchas Aner is also less frequent. We only make Boire Moire Eish Meitzoy Shabbos. And then the Havdolim. They bring down from the Tashbats another Cheshbin that there are different Chushim which bring about these different Inyonim. That means as follows. Shtiyas Hayayin is through the tongue, the palay. That is the most Megushim Dike Chush in this Inyan. One is Toyim from the Yayin. The next Inyan Besomim is the Chush HaReyach, which is more Ruchniyistik. The next Chush is Ner of Riyah, which is also more, Riyah is more Ruchniyistik than smelling. And Havdolah is Moyach, that means we had before, without Chochmah one can't be Mavdol. So the Tashbat says, so we see in the ponim of the Adam, it goes milamato lamailo. The tongue, the nose, the eyes, and then the brain. Al kaponim, that is the Seder of Havdolah. That's what Tashbat says. V'tzorich li'zoyer, shelo yehei ha'kois pogum. That the kois should not be pogum. That means, here it means that the wine that is being drunk for Havdolah, should, no one should have been toyim from this wine. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Hinei, harambam soiver de mitzvahs Havdolah hi devar toyre. There's a mitzvah min ha-toyre to make Havdolah k'moy kiddush. Just like there's a mitzvah to make kiddush, there's a mitzvah to make Havdolah min ha-toyre. V'hu bechlal zocher es yoyim ha-shabos lekatshoy. In these two mitzvahs are nichlal in the mitzvah of zocher, you should remember to be mekadish yoyim ha-shabos. Shetzorich lisker oisoy ulekatshoy bein bechnisosay, as the Shabbos enters, so one should be mekadish bedvorim, that this day is different than the previous days, ubein betziyosay, and when the Shabbos leaves, so we are also saying that the day that is ending is different than the next days that are going to come. So that is nichlal in zocher shem Shabbos lekatshoy. Beknisa bekiddush biyitzia b'avdola. Loimar, and the mitzvah is to relate shu muvdol bekiddusha. It is different, it is separated, bekiddusha meirosh from the beginning, baroish ubasoif mishar yomim from all other days. V'yesh oimrim, others say shumi divrei soifrim, that the whole avdol is a mitzvah darabonim, v'asmechu akra. V'tzorech liyeis kam kein bekois, k'moy bekiddish. V'im hivdil betfile, if he said avdol betfile, l'kul alma, Avdola la kois derabonon, if it is a deraisa, ye yoitze the deraisa with Avdola betfila. Now one should make sure that the kois, the wine and the kois should not be pogum. Hainu, sheim shosa echod min hayayin mitchile. If a person had previously drunk from this wine, nivgam lavdola. If not the wine of the kois, the etzem kois, there's a dent in the kois, this is not as chomo as the yayin that is pogum.
What is a woman's chiyuv?
We'll come to that eventually. In this siman, Be'ezer Hashem. Ago, Zokzeremo, V'noagu loymar, Koidem havdole sho'isim bebayis. We learned that there's a havdole in shul for those who don't have wine. Now the havdole in shul starts from Be'er Priya Gofen. V'nogu loyma, but the minig is the havdole shoisim bebayis, the havdole that one makes in his house. We say psukim before. Hine keil yeshuasi, kois yeshuas esa, lehudim oisa oiro, kainti alonu, lesimin toiv. So this is a simin toiv for the coming week. We say these psukim. Perhaps it's kedai to mention there's a Mordechai Goyin in Mishlei that says pshat in this pasuk. We should know the translation of the pasuk. Hine keil yeshuasi evtach v'loy efchod. The shame keil is the shame of Mordechai Rachmim. It's a shame, that's what we say by the Yud Gimel Midish Rachmim, Hashem, Hashem, Keil Rachum V'chanum. Keil is Hashem of Rachmim. So the Goyin in Mishlei says Pshat in this Posik as follows. Kasha Keil Shohu Midas HaChesed Kasha bechazdoi hu yeshuasi, the Rabbeinu Shalom is helping me not because of my merits. Talk about my merits, there's not too much to talk about. But the Yeshua I have is because Kael Yeshuasi, the chasadim of the Rabbeinu Shalom is so great that he helps me even though I am not deserving. Is if since that is the case, evtach tamid, so I'll always have betochen, v'loy evchod, and I have nothing what to worry about. Afilu shemo yigroy machet, I don't have to be afraid. Afilu I did chatoim. That means so we are starting off the week. If the coming week is dependent on my merits and my zchuyas, and it's scary. But hine keil yeshuasi, my yeshua is because the Rabbeinu Shalom is molei chesed, is meitiv latoivim belaroim. That's my yeshua. So eftach, so I have betochen, v'loy evchot, so I don't have any fear. That's how we start off the havdole. And then, Kois Yeshua's Eso of Hashem Hashem Ekro. That means I lift up a Kois of Yeshua's. There will be Yeshua's because Kel Yeshua say, of Hashem Hashem Ekro. Hashem 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 is Kulei Rachmim. The Yeshua's come Hashem Hashem. Shakel Humidus Rachmim. And then we say La Yehudim Hoysa'ira Vesimcha Vesase Vikor. That was La Yehudim. Perhaps they were Bali Madregis in the time. Abakein Tiyalonu. So we say we'll also have what they were zeichetu. So these are psukim of bitochin that are said before we start being mavdul ben kodesh lechel. Lesimin toiv ubishas avdole. Now bishas when avdole is being made. And here we're speaking about that one person is making Havdalah and others are Yoytze with his Havdalah. Is Yitnu Einehem Bakais, so they should concentrate and focus on the Yayin Shebekais, side the Mavdal and side those who want to be Yoytze with his Havdalah, Uvaner, and when he makes the Brochem, they should concentrate on the Ner. Fine. Let us see the Vayal de Mishnah Brure. Yitnu Einem Bekois Haino Hamavdu Vegam Ha'ashaymim Ha'inim Omeim. So they should focus on the kois kedei shelo yosichu daitam. Their mind should not wander. So therefore, they should try to focus on the wine and on the nail. V'noyagim. Now this is a very interesting remo. Now first, I'll learn the remo the way it seems the achronim learned pshat in the remo. And then I'll say over how the Orach HaShulchan learned Pshat in the Ramah. But the Achronim learned Pshat in the Ramah as follows. V'noyegim lishpoich mikoish shal yayin al ha'oretz koidem shesiyem boire priyagofen. Now there was the pashtus of the Ramah is, which we don't do the way the Ramah says, is the Ramah says as follows, that you filled up a kois, not that you spill over, you fill up a kois, and then you say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, then you spill some of the wine from the kois, Al Haaretz, and you do this in the middle of the broche, not before the broche and not after the broche, in the middle of the broche. Now, kidei shalayiya hakois pogum. So here, hakois pogum does not mean what we just mentioned before, that shalayiya hakois pogum. Here means that when you start off the broche, you should not start off with a kois that is not completely full. So therefore, when you start the bracha, make the bracha, start off the bracha on a full kois, not on a partial kois that's not, it's only partially full. After the bracha, it's not a covet to spill out some of the wine before you drink the wine. It's also made a bracha, but you spill it out, it's also not covered. But there's an inyan to spill out the wine, so we spill out the wine in the middle of the bracha. That's how the achronim learned pshat in the Rimbo. We'll see soon why. V'noigim lishpech mikoy shel yayin al ha'oretz koidem shesiyem boire piyagofen. That means before he ended the broche, not before the beginning of the broche, by the beginning of the broche the kois is full, not by the end of the broche because it's a bezoyin, I made a broche then I spill out wine, but in the middle of the broche I spill out this wine. Kidei, why do I do it in Shloyiya Kois Pogum? That's why I don't spill it out before the bracha, because it's coming out, the bracha is being made on a kois that's not completely full. V'tam hashviche. Now, what's the Indian of spilling out the wine? Damrin in kol bayish leinishbach by yayin kamayim ein by simin broche. A house that wine doesn't spill freely as water, that means water one is not so careful to spill. Wine is more expensive, one is more careful. And the Gemara brings from a posik that a bias, a berech, a slach mechov es meimecho, the Gemara says meimecho is going on yayin, that should be doime tamayim, and it's only a broche if the yayin is like mayim. And but if one is very careful with the wine, it shouldn't spill out, so there's no brocha. Berech eslach mechav es meimecha. Voicing kein lesimin toiv betchilas ha-shavua. That is pshat the vial in the remote. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Zog the Mishnah Berurah. Kedei sheleyia. Haino. The mishum zayne shayfech koydim shemaschal abrochem. He doesn't spill the wine before he starts the brochem. Kedei sheleyivorech tchila habroche al kois pogum shayne molei. That means he'll spill the wine before he says boruch. So it's that here we're calling the kois. The kois is not a kois sholem. That means it's not full. So we don't spill the wine before. Va'acher siyum habroche, after we end the broche, gam ke lo yuchal ishpoich. After you made a broche, then you should spill the wine. She is bizui lekois shel broche, kshe shoifech mimenu acha broche koidim shtiyah. Lachain shoifrim koidim siyum habroche. That is what the Rambam said. Vain lekamei, and v'tam ha-shviches, kusat sasimim brochem. V'achroinim hiskimu, and the achroinim disagreed with the Rambam. We don't do like this. T'layishbech b'shas broche klal. Not when a person says, Baruch HaShem al-Kenim al-Kholim, you spill some wine. You don't do that. Elo b'shosh moizek. When he's pouring the wine, ishpechenu molei al kol gedoysov, you fill it, it should go over the brim, sheyishofech al oretz. That is, that means if there's an inyan that wine should spill freely, so that's how we do it. Not the way the Rambam says. No, when we pour the wine into the kais, we want that the kais should overflow a little bit. The gamze yesh lemayit pechelika nishpach mishum hefsid mashkin. I mean, we're not talking about you should pour the psaloi b'shefa godel. He's pouring for Abdullah. No. It means he just pour a little more that it should overflow. That's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins, and that is the minhag ha'olam. The Aruch HaShulchan says that they did not learn correct pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam meant something else. The Rambam meant that you should fill up the kais. And when you fill up the kais, you should fill it up to the top. Not it should overflow. You should fill up the kais. And then when you're going to take the kais in your hand, so since you don't have a steady hand that's going to, so it will spill. That is what the Rambam said. And let's see the lashon of the Rambam. So that means like this. V'noigim lishpech mikoy shel yain ala oretz koydim shesiyem boire priya govmen kedai shloiya hakois pogum. That means you fill up the kois, and when you lift it up, make sure that your hand should be steady enough that there should be, the kois should be more or less full, but it should a little spill over a little bit. So he's telling us how much it should spill. It shouldn't be such a chelik that you see it's missing a lot of wine. You just fill it to the top, and when you lift it up, it spills over a little bit. And v'tam ha-shvichem, תמיד קובעי של נשבח ביין כמיים אין בו יסם הם ברוכם ויסם כאלה סמטר בתחיל עשר שבוע פיין, אוקיי וגם פיין, so that's and the minig oilam is the way the Mishnah brings down from the Achronim. We spill a little bit more, it should overflow a little bit, and that's the Simen Brach. Gam shayvchem min ha-kois la'acher havdole u'mechaben boi haner. After you finish the havdole and you drink from the wine, and there's a little wine left over in the kois, so you pour that wine to extinguish the ner shel havdole. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav says this is to show the only reason I was madlik the ner was for mitzvahs havdole. I finished, now I extinguish it. V'roichetzin boy einov, and now the wine that was used to extinguish the ner shel havdole, you take this wine and your roichetz boy einov mishum chibuv hamitzvah. Mishum chibuv hamitzvah. God, it's very interesting. The Ramah did not pasken like this, but in Pirkei de Rabbi Lozer it says something. There was a different minik. He brings down a different minik. In Pirkei de Rabbi Lozer it says as follows: one should drink out the whole kais. Fine, drinks out the whole kais of wine. Fine. Then he pours in a little water in the kais to make sure that the droplets which are still left in the kais, he wants to drink that also. So that's the chibuv of mitzvah, that fakert, I don't want to leave over even small droplets in the kais. And then the rest of the water in the kais he uses to wash his eyes. That's megim in aperonius, and it's That's what's brought down in Pilkei de Rabbi Lezer. Okay. Shoivche min ha-kois, haynu, la'ach ha-shtiye, after the shtiye, you shoivche min ha-kois, to show that to extinguish the ner havdolah. When you drink from the kais of dole, you should sit down. One should not drink standing. Nagu hanoshim shloi lishtois mikais of dole. The meaning is that noshim do not drink mikais of dole, and perhaps a little to understand this minig. The Kaf HaChaim brings down as follows, that others say that the Eitz Hadas was a Geffen, and when Chave offered Adam after she took from the Eitz Hadas, she wanted to make sure that Adam should also take from the Eitz Hadas, so she was Seichet the Anovim from the Eitz Hadas. She offered him to drink. Fine. And he drank. That brought about a whole mapeche and the bria. Fine. Because of this shtiye, there was nigzar anoshim there should be dam nidois, that through that they should be muvdal mi balayim. So the shtiyas hayayin that Chave was mashke Odom brought about that she should become muvdul mi bailo al yedei damnidis. That's what happened then. So memele, so they stay away. The first shtiyah brought about a havdole. So the minig is they stay away of a shtiyah that is l'shem havdole. That's tam and the minig. That's tam of the minig. then she'll drink. We'll have this later. Yeah. The Kaishal Avdole, the minig is that the Mavdol drinks the whole Kais. He doesn't give for others to drink. It should make sure that he should be able to make a bracha achayne. Dech sheyish tarak maloy lugmav yesh safik bracha achayne chmavur leil simen reishyot. There's a safik if you drink a maloy lugmav, if you make an alagefen, if you don't make an alagefen. So therefore, to avoid this safik, one should drink the whole kais, which normally has a raviyas. If it has more than a raviyas, then there's no problem. But if it only has a raviyas, drink out the whole kais, so you'll know you're mechuyev to make an alagefen. Sif beis. Ein mavdilin alapas. One does not make Havdalah on Pas, even though we make Kiddush on Pas, but we don't make Havdalah on Pas. And the reason for this is just, let's explain a little, because Kiddush is B'mokim Sudeh. So the Kiddush, the Pas is an intrinsic chalik of the Kiddush. You need wine, you need Sudeh. So therefore, the Pas can be used to make Kiddush on it, because the pas, which is the Suda, is a chalik of the Kiddush. Masha'inkein Havdalah is no shaykhis at all with Suda. So memele, so therefore you can't make Havdalah ala pas. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'leidami lekiddush shani kiddush ubemakim suda v'ave meinyan atzorich lekiddush mashen kein havdola. Avol, now let's go back to the mechaber. Avol ala sheicha mavdilin, one is permitted to make havdola on beer. Imu chamar medina, if this is the wine of the medina, that means in this Mokim, people drink this in place of wine. This is the beverage which is drunk instead of wine. V'u'adin l'sha'a mashkin. If there are other beverages which are drunk instead of wine, in place of wine, so you can make havdalah on them. Chutz min ha'mayim. But if the only beverage that is drunk is water, that is the common beverage that is drunk all over, and water you don't make havdalah. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Ala sheicha mavdilim, one makes havdalah on beer. Im ein lo yayin, if he doesn't have any wine in the house, he can make havdalah on beer, which is when it is a chamar medina. We'll see vim yesh lo yayin hu koydem l'chol ha-mashkin. Then yayin has a din kedima over all mashkin. V'chazal hifligu gam kein begoydel ha-mitzveh v'omru ha-mavdal al ha-yayin. A person makes havdalah on wine, or he hears from someone else who's making havdalah on wine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koireyu Kadosh. Rebbeinu Shlom calls him Kadosh. V'yiseyu Sigule. Shenema V'yisem Li Sigule Mikol Ha'amim. Now, a little to understand this inyan. The Prisha says that in the mitzvah of Havdalah, we also mention Amavdol ben Kodesh Lechel, ben Elochoshech, ben Yisroel Amin, ben Yom HaShvi L'Sheish Yishmei HaMaisa. So we speak about Avdola of Ben Shabbos L'Chol. We also speak about the Havdola Ben Yisroel L'Amin. We speak about this. Now, this Havdola should properly be said with this four Havdolas we say, Elochoshech, Yisroel Amin. So this Havdola should be properly said Al Hayayim. So if he said it properly, the Havdola Ben Yisroel La'amim, he said this, he's saying Abroche Al Hayayim Ben Yisroel La'amim. So he becomes, it's the Amire accomplishes that he's take Buvdul for the Ribbono Shleilam. Va'avdul Eschem Min Ha'amim. You become Buvdul take. And the Redal and Pirkei Rabbelezer says he's called a Kodesh because the Pasuk says V'yisem li k'doshim ki Kodesh ani Hashem va'avdul Eschem Min Ha'amim. So the Pasuk of Avdolah says V'yisem li k'doshim. So it seems this is the accomplishment of a proper Avdolah. A proper Avdolah, this statement should be said Al Hayayin. And if it's said Al Hayayin, so we have these milas of his called Akodesh and Vavdolas Minamim. Chamar Medine, Ein Lar Besimarei Shain Beis, Mishnah Bura Bir Aloch Shamau Chamar Medine, Umau. Shekosav who had the Mashekosav in Lisha Mashkin, Haino Mashkin Sheregilin Lishtoisoi. We'll elaborate soon. This is Mashkin which are drunk, beverages which are drunk in place of wine. Avol Mashkin Sheregilin Bepesach, Mashkin which during the year they are not drunk, but Pesach because of the limitations that one can't drink everything, so we drink other mashkois, kegoin mei lakritz. I don't know if this is a beverage made out of licorice. That means it is only drunk Pesach because of the limitations we have that we can't, we don't have other beverage to drink. Vudin kol kiyotze bezem. Vafilu mei dvash, med, honey med, lehava chama medine. Ela be medine shregilam lishtoisam. It is only drunk certain times. And schnapps, the kois havdol rogil amavdol ishtoise kula. You drink out the complete kois. Ben mashkim imenu bnei abayis or b'yayin sorev kosher lekayim ze. You can't drink out of revius of schnapps. Ach shein loy mashkacher yochel havdol olov. Ach sheyizor lishtis menu al kaponim. Kimeloy lugmav shohu roiv revius. At least a roiv revius has to drink. Vimlav leyotza. Kosa b'shari tshuve b'shem b'ki Yosef dal cholo v'shemen ein lavdol shen regil l'shtoisoi l'mashke. Now, Dirshu, he brings down a very, very interesting machloikis between G'doylei Deireinu or the previous Deir. The Chazaynish and the Ktzais HaShulchan said Amir de Kezach. The whole concept of Chamar Medine was only said when there was a scarcity of wine and there was another beverage that was used in place of wine. This was the Choshev beverage. But Bizmanenu, that there is no scarcity of wine, there's a lot of wine around. So you can't say that we drink this instead of wine, there's wine around. So even though wine is not as popular as it was Bisman Chazal, or perhaps as is in France, but Al Kaponim, wine is only drunk, perhaps only for Kiddush and Avdolah. But Al Kaponim, the concept of Chama Medina is not applicable Bismaneinu. From the Chazanish and the Ktsoy Sashulchan and Abraham Kanievsky, that since we have wine, we don't look for substitutes. There's no such concept of a substitute instead of wine. Since we have wine, even though we don't drink so much wine, there's no such concept. Leidach gise, Rabbi Rabbi Yashiv Shlita, Rabbi Shmuel Vozna Shlita hold. Since we don't drink wine, it's not a popular beverage by us, so there is bizmanenu a concept of Chamar Medina. That means, so what bizmanayim? They used to drink wine, so other beverages are bimokim yain. So we have here a very interesting machlokes. Now, according to them, though there is Chamar Medina, the shayla is, what is Chamar Medina? Rav Moshe says in the Tshuva, Chamar Medina is something that is given to a person not to quench his thirst. That is not Chamar Medina. Wine was drunk not to, I'm thirsty, give me a cold glass of wine. No. Wine was given as a choshev mashke, you are mechabed someone with a choshev drink. That is wine. And if we want to have bizmaneinu, Chamar Medina, we have to have something that has a cheshivis and that is given b'teiris, cheshivis b'teiris. I'm not thirsty and b'afal pikein, I'm giving it to you, I'll succumb it. Fine. So now the shayla is, what falls into that category? So others say that if you have almond juice or grapefruit juice and it's milk is no good. Orange juice and grapefruit juice, others say that has a din of chamar, but soda, no. Everyone says vehemently soda, no. Soda is water. Soda is zichanat chamar medina. That everyone says, even though Chashulchan also seltzer, he says that's not chamar medina. Lemonade is not chamar medina. Coffee and tea is chalukei deis. Others say it is Chamar Medina. Rabbi Eliashiv says it's Chamar Medina. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Obach says that coffee is Chamar Medina, but it has to be not a lukewarm coffee. It has to be a coffee that is drunk, that's a hot coffee or a hot tea. And very interesting, others say it should be without milk. The milk is mekalkulate. And beer, there's a light beer, there's a dark beer. So the light beer, they say, is more choshev than the dark beer. So others hold the light beer is Chamar Medina. Others say the dark beer is also Chamar Medina, but Al Kaponim, soda, everyone agrees it's not Chamar Medina. What?
People stand, I was looking for the Bivarat of the Shabbos. What do people stand? What's in the Indian to stand?
So Rabbi Yankiv says something very interesting, because the Arizal says you should give tzedakah by Yevor David, and a person is doing a mitzvah, you stand up for him. That means a person is carrying bikurim, you stand up for him. So the garbage truck is going around, that's why you stand up for him. That's what Rabbi Yankiv says. That's the Indian of standing by Yevor David. Mm-hmm.